Hello, my dear church, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Day Game Podcast. And this time we're going to be talking about improving your sexual market value and becoming the real world most interesting man in the world. If girls aren't reacting good to your opens, even though you're doing everything correct technically, or when they are coming out on dates with you, but not going home with you, and then they disappear, they're not showing up for the second dates, then well, this topic is for you. Once in a while, I hear from guys who say they're doing everything correct technically, but girls still aren't reacting good to their opens. Well, there are two things that could be going wrong. Number one, and this is the most common one, they think they're doing everything correctly, when in reality, their game isn't as good as they think. Or the second option is they're trying to cheat the sexual marketplace. And day game isn't a way to cheat the sexual marketplace. It's simply a mechanism to deliver your sexual market value. But well, sometimes there isn't that much to deliver. There has been this, you know, like a decade or even more long battle about what's more important, technical game, natural game, or improving your sexual market value. And the whole dating industry is divided in these three camps. Over more than 5 years of coaching day game, I've met so many day gamers, and everyone is very, very confident about their camp or about someone they're following, about some approach they're using to chatting up women. And I only look at two things. I look at what does this guy believe? What is his approach? That's one. And the second one is, how is he actually doing with girls? Do his results prove that what he believes is right? And based on this approach, I have zero doubts that the most effective way to meet girls is learning technical game. But what do you do when someone is doing everything technically right, but the girls still aren't reacting that good? Well, then you're gonna really double check if day game is simply a mechanism to deliver your sexual market while you're in a fair market, then do I actually have that much to deliver? But that's of course if you're doing everything correct technically, and as I said before, there's a high chance that you're also making some technical mistakes. I needed to film this for my private community because this week we're starting to explore the topics of sexual market value and improving your personality. And we're gonna be working on that for a month, but I wanted to make the first part of this content public, and then we will go way more in depth and into much more technical and practical steps of improving your sexual market value and, you know, improving your personality so you actually become an interesting guy to hang out with, you could say most interesting man in the world. If this is something you want to work on, then you can find out everything about our private community by clicking the link in the description and watching a video available there. And before we jump into this topic, quick updates about coaching spots and things like that. I'll be for a few weeks in Cali, Colombia from late November to early December. I suggest going there if you speak Spanish. Most of the sets there will be in Spanish. Then I'm going to Europe, but the only coaching spot I have in December in Europe is already booked. And before I leave for Asia in mid-January, I will have one more coaching spot anywhere in Europe in January. To find out more about how coaching usually works and apply, simply click the link in the description and you'll find all the information there. But if you are already going out and doing pretty okay, you're getting some numbers, but you want to improve your texting so more of those numbers would convert to dates, or you want to learn what to do on dates so more of those dates would come home with you, then head over to daygamecourses.com where you can get access to my free texting and dating courses. Well, that's it. Let's finally start talking about this podcast's topic. You've discovered day game, the idea of meeting girls in everyday situations on the street, shopping malls, cafes, etc. But does it work for everyone, or do you have to be a young, tall, and really good looking guy? I worked with all types of guys, from guys in their early 20s to their 50s, tall, short, skinny, with a bit of a beer belly, obese guys, white, black, Asian, brown guys, etc. So let's look at how day game works for all these types of men. By the way, this video is coming to you from Cordoba, Argentina, because I've come here for a month to see how are the girls here. And you'll see that most videos and other content that I send to you is coming from different parts around the world. That's because I've been living from city to city for more than 4 years now. And now, okay, let's get down to our topic. If you're not new to the world of day game, you might have already heard that very different types of guys are doing great with girls they meet on the streets, shopping malls, and other other places. That's kind of known already. But I realized many people misunderstood one thing, something that I thought is obvious. Yes, it's true that very different types of guys are going out and meeting girls in these everyday situations and doing good doing so, but it doesn't mean they're going out with the same level of girls. I assume this was self-explanatory, but now I see more and more guys with terrible style and terrible social skills going out and expecting to get dates with the hottest girls in their city. And that's just not how this works, even if you have really good game. All of this, of course, depends on where in the world you are located. But in general, your success with girls will depend on many things in your life. Your looks, for example, your height and how handsome you are, etc. Your style and grooming, your social skills and skill with girls. I think those are two different things. Your age, where are you from, your social status, if that is visible in the way you present yourself, and the X factor. All these things together and a few other things influence what we will call your sexual market value, or SMV for short. The more of these things you have going for you in your life, the easier it will be to meet women. It's a mix of all of those things. It's been discussed many times before, and it's known that the most important factor is how good are you with girls, how good communication skills have you developed. But there are things that make this easier or harder. So today I want to look at the influence of your looks, your race, and your age, not only with success with girls, but also the level of girls you can expect to go out with depending on these things. It's important to understand that there are many different reasons why girls might not like you, and not all of them are about you. For example, she might be late for a meeting at work. Maybe her cat is sick and she's thinking about that. Or maybe she's a lesbian, she's in a bad mood, or she just doesn't want to talk to you. Or maybe she doesn't like you because, you know, you're too tall, too short, too white, too black, too young, too old. Every girl has a different taste, then some of them will disqualify you just because you're not their type. And that's fine. Let's start with talking about looks. Do you have to be a really good looking guy? And we will divide this in two parts. Things that are given to you by nature. So these things are very hard to control. They're pretty much impossible to change. And then the second part is the things you can change, the things you can influence in your life. And the two main things that guys care about and can change are their height and how handsome they are. First, let's talk about height. I know that a lot of guys think that height is really important, and there is some research suggesting it, but I've worked with tall and short guys and everything in between, and I really can't tell you that after 5 years of coaching, I've seen big difference in the results taller guys or shorter guys are getting. Okay, yes, if everything else is the same, I would say on average, the taller guy might do a little bit better, but the difference won't be so big that it's even worth worrying about. Yes, some girls will reject you because of this or because of that, but at the end of the day, I don't think there are many girls who will reject a guy who is otherwise a really cool guy from all the other points of view, but is just a little bit shorter than they like. At least not in my experience with the students I worked with. Next, let's talk about your overall looks, how handsome you are. Well, you don't have to be model looking. I'm not the best looking guy in the world. I'm fairly average. But okay, there are some guys that, you know, aren't that good looking, to say the least. But again, if they do the right things with their style and their grooming, at the end, it really evens itself out. Well, of course, if you are really short and terrible looking and don't have anything going for you in your life, then don't expect to get good results with girls, regardless of how good your day game skills are. Overall, your height and looks and what Mother Nature has given to you has not a very big role in deciding what types of girls will go out with you. It's much more important what you do with the way you look by using your style and grooming. So next, let's talk about things in your looks you can influence. There are three things you can influence: your fitness level, your style, and your grooming. Let's start with the fitness level. This can either be very important or not important at all. I worked with those fitness guys who are super ripped. I worked with, you know, like guys in their 40s with a small beer belly, and also some guys who are really overweight. And the conclusions at the end are that unless you're really overweight, it doesn't matter as much as guys think it does. After working with some of these guys, I'll simply say, I consider myself to be a very good day game coach, but I ain't a magician. This isn't how things work. So if you're really obese, you might have to think about getting in shape. Looking at this in the long term, it's of course a great idea to improve your fitness, but it takes a long time. And if you have a bit of a beer belly, you shouldn't use that as a reason to postpone learning to meet beautiful and interesting women, because a good style can save you there. So let's talk about style. Also, if your skill set of chatting up girls, this is one of the biggest things that will play a role in how you do with women. You can be the 45-year-old dude with a bit of a beer belly and receding hairline who looks like shit, or you can be the 45-year-old dude with a bit of a beer belly who looks like a DILF, a male version of MILF. This is important. You can be a short brown guy who looks like a geek, is shy and has terrible accent, or you can be the stereotypical Indian DJ. Style is way more important than guys would like to believe. And this is sort of weird because guys believe that height and fitness level, the things that are really hard to control, are so important when in the reality, they're not. They keep blaming their height and their fitness level for their bad results with women. But it almost sounds like they are looking for excuses to say that it's not me, it's these things. Even though I could fix my style, I could learn to become good with women, it's not those things that I can easily do, it's those things that I can't control. If you aren't a young, tall, good-looking dude, you will need to do a lot to look as good as they do. But it's actually not that hard to do, you simply fix your style, fix your grooming, and you're set. One advice here, get professional help. If you're not in your 20s or your early 30s anymore, you can afford to do this. So either get a really good stylist to take care of you where you are located, or send me an email and I'll set you up with my stylist. She's a magician. She's worked with at least half of the guys I've coached, and she's the one who's been responsible for my style for at least 10 years now. So it's time for the big question. Who will do better? A tall, decently looking guy in his late 20s with average game, or a divorced guy in his early 40s with very good style, very good grooming, and very good game? It's the guy in the 40s any day of the week. And in most places in the world, these guys will be going out with the girls in the same age range. There are, of course, some exceptions where there is a bit more stigma against bigger age gap. Next, let's talk about grooming, because this is another big one. And it's easy to fix. Regardless of how old are you, make sure you're really well groomed. Find a really, really good hairdresser or a barber. And don't save money here. Get the best one you can find. A cheap one will know how to do what you want him to do if you tell him what to do, but he won't be able to tell you what will look amazing on you and point you in the right direction in how to change your hairstyle, your beard, etc. And if you can't afford to go to a really good one all the time, go to a really good one once, take some good photos, and then go to a cheaper one, just show the photos and say, I want this. Fixing your hair and beard and styling your hair every day is probably one of the simplest and cheapest yet most important things you can do for yourself. I really, really think if you're not styling your hair, you're missing out on something that's so simple, yet makes you look so much better. Another really important thing to mention is, even if you have really, really good style, but your hairline isn't what it used to be in your 20s, if you're starting to lose your hair, you are fucked. As the author of the book, The Game, Neil Strauss said, you can be balding, but you can be bald. If that's your case, talk to a really good stylist or a really good barber on what to do about it. Maybe you should go bald, and maybe they will suggest you some other solutions, or to grow a beard, or there are many options, and a good stylist will be able to help you with that. Also, if you decide to work with my stylist, she will also tell you what to do with your hair and beard. So let's summarize the looks topic. Your height, how handsome you are, and your fitness level matter, but it can all be fixed with great style and grooming, and those things are much faster and easier to fix, at least in a short term. And there's one thing really going for guys who are not youngsters anymore. You have money to spend on improving your style, grooming, and everything else. So use that asset to your advantage. A tall, fit, decently looking guy with bad style and grooming would do more or less the same as a shorter guy with a beer belly, with a really good style and grooming. Next, let's talk about race. I've coached different types of guys, white guys, black guys, Asian guys, brown guys, and I've seen guys from all of these races do great with women, and I've seen guys from all of these races do terrible with women. So let's try to understand what's happening here. I've talked with guys who do great in day game from different racial backgrounds. I talked with a bunch of girls about this topic and combined with the lessons learned when coaching my students. The conclusion is it's not about the race. It's about the background of the person and the stereotypes in the city he's living in. We will assume that we're talking about guys who are living in the Western world, so USA, Canada, Australia, anywhere in Europe, etc. And interestingly enough, the most questions about will day game work for me, I've gotten from brown guys. So I've done most of my research about them. And the biggest difference I've seen that the guys who were born in the West do better than guys who have recently immigrated to the West. After talking about this to several brown day gamers and other people who are in regular contact with them, we came to a simple conclusion. The standards of style, grooming, and hygiene are very different between countries they've recently emigrated from and countries where they're living right now. About style, they might have been considered very well dressed where they grew up, but the same clothes in the Western world are considered very bad style and something that poor people would wear. Same goes for hair, beard styles, etc. And lastly, and this was brought up by everyone, brown day gamers, guys that go out with them, and girls. The standards of hygiene in the Western world are much higher. It's weird to talk about this, it's uncomfortable to talk about this, but it's my job to tell people what they're doing wrong. And after talking with all of these people, everyone kept bringing up this topic and said that a big problem is the differences in standards of hygiene between the places they grew up in and the Western world. And some of these people simply haven't picked it up and adjusted to the new standards. So it turns out it's not about race, it's simply about adapting to the new standards of style, grooming, and hygiene of the countries they've moved to. I didn't see any of these problems with any guys I've coached that were born in the West, in the countries where they are living right now, and these guys were also doing better with women. Two more things I want to talk about when it comes to race, and one of them applies to people who have recently immigrated, and the other applies to everyone. First one applies to people who have recently immigrated. If you are living in a big city, in a busy city, and you have a strong accent, and when you chat up a girl, she doesn't instantly understand what you're saying, she will not waste her time asking you to repeat yourself. She will just put you in one of her stereotypical boxes, excuse yourself, and leave. So if you have a strong accent, get rid of it. And the second thing, and this applies to everyone who lives in places with a lot of racial stereotypes. This is something you learned from a black day gamer in New York City. He said that if an average looking black guy walks up to you on, let's say, Broadway, he's most likely trying to sell you something. So he learned very fast that he can't look like an average black guy in New York City. He has to dress sharp. He has to look nice to make sure there are no questions about his status in the society. It's shitty. It's tough, but that's what he told me. So make sure you always look sharp and don't fit into the typical stereotypical boxes. So what are the conclusions about the race? Well, if you have recently immigrated in the country where you are living, you have bad style, grooming and hygiene, strong accent, and believing you will do just as good with women as everyone else is simply delusional. Style, grooming and hygiene, guys. Do your homework and you'll do just fine. Based on my experiences with my students, if you have a decent style, if you are decently groomed, you don't have a thick accent, and have decent social skills and skills with girls, race doesn't matter. Of course, there are places in the world that are a little bit more racist, and you will have to make sure that all the other ingredients of your sexual market value are taken care of. But then again, there are places where you will be considered exotic and do better than other guys. And remember, some girls will not like you for this and for that for a bunch of reasons, and one of those reasons is your race, and that's fine. There's nothing you can do about it. Just talk to the next girl. And now let's finally talk about age. The role of age really depends on where in the world you are. There are some places where there's more social stigma when it comes to bigger age gaps when dating, but this really only starts to play role if you're over 40. If you are anywhere up to early 30s, you really don't have to worry about this at all. All types of girls, all ages, should be fine. Next, mid-30s to mid-40s. With good style, grooming, and very good skills of chatting up girls, you can do very well with girls of all types and ages in most parts of the world. And in some parts of the world, girls actually prefer to go out with guys that are older. Sometimes you will see problems with girls that are really young, let's say 18 to 21. They are in university, in college, they've only been out with guys their own age. But sooner or later, a lot of them will go out with a guy who's older than them and become more open to the idea. This is simply because they haven't had that experience yet. And because sooner or later, a lot of them will have that experience, you might just as well be the first older guy they go out with. Again, some of them will be okay with this idea, others will not, and that's fine. But let's talk about the age range of girls you're going to be going out with once you're really over 40. A lot of day gamers over 40, approaching even mid-40s, start to realize that it's harder to get dates with girls in their early 20s, and that's just the reality of it. It doesn't mean that you will never get those dates, you will still meet girls that are fine with it, and you know, some that want to have that adventure, some that are okay with going out with older dudes, but the older you get, the harder it gets. So my advice is, if you are over 40, you will do really good with girls in their late 20s. Girls in late 20s very often are happy to go out with guys in their 40s. They're still very beautiful. They're also interesting. They've done stuff in their life. They have some life experience. So you'll have great time with them. Again, it doesn't mean you shouldn't approach younger girls, because the only way to go out with those young and hot girls is to talk with them. It's important you understand that the older you get, the more important all the other components of your sexual market while you become. Make sure you're working on staying fit for many more years, have good style, you're not balding, and learn to become really, really good with women and become the most interesting man in the world. And let's finish with an important thought about the quality of women you can go out with. If you aren't taking good care of your sexual market while you obviously can't expect to go out with the hottest girls in your city. Regardless of where in the sexual market while you are right now, one thing is clear. Day game gives you a fair chance with girls who wouldn't go out with you from dating apps, your social circle, and wouldn't even talk to you at bars and clubs. You already know that dating apps and nightclubs are not fair marketplaces. They're heavily skewed in favor of women. Day game isn't a way to cheat the sexual marketplace. That's impossible, but it's a way to deliver your sexual market value in a fair market. Another very important thing playing big role in your day game success will be the idea of becoming the most interesting man in the world. You might think that working hard to make all the money you're making and going to the gym regularly and taking that one trip each year makes you a very interesting guy and every girl should be happy to go out with you. Well, think again. Any nice girl in a big city has many other guys who are just as amazing, and a lot of those guys are throwing expensive dinners, gifts, and other things at them. But the one thing almost no man has is the X factor, something that makes you so interesting, so exciting to hang out with. You're not even on the same playing field with other guys. You're an interesting, fun dude. If you have that X factor, you can be a divorced 45-year-old dude with a beer belly. It doesn't matter, because you're so interesting. So this month in our private community, we will be working on improving your sexual market value and finding your X factor, becoming the most interesting man in the world. We'll be working on each member trying to find his X factor, what's his interesting thing that's so amazing to girls. I'll do interviews with several high-level advanced daygamers to see what they have discovered as their X factor. We will work on improving our style and grooming during a group call with my stylist and a group call with a personal trainer we have in our community for the guys who want to start thinking about becoming more fit. And of course, we'll do all the usual stuff, the day game infields and a Q&A to answer all of your day game questions at the end of the month. If the girls aren't reacting that good when you open them, or they're coming out on dates but aren't coming home with you and then they ghost, they disappear, they never come out on second dates, then there's definitely something either wrong with your sexual market value, or they simply think you are boring. If you want to improve your sexual market value and to find your X factor to understand how you can become the most interesting man in your world, then join our community. You'll find all the details about how community usually works by watching the video that's available in the description. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and see you next time. Ciao, guys.